Over the last, I don't know how long this has been going on. It seems like every day you get stories about thefts of Hyundai and Kia and the vehicles that have, based on, because of the virtual or the viral videos of the theft that's taking place. Talk a little about Carfax's role in this and why it became important for you to kind of step up and help out.
Sure. So Carfax, we're working with Hyundai and Kia to spread the word. So the issue is there are cars from 2010 through the 2022 model year from Hyundai and Kia, and they lack what's called an immobilizer. And an immobilizer normally would be a device that if there's no key in the physically present in the ignition, the engine wouldn't start. These cars were made without that. And so because of those viral videos you were talking about, we've seen thousands of thefts coast to coast because of that. In fact, I was talking to law enforcement in San Antonio not that long ago. They said in June, 7 of the top 10 cars stolen in San Antonio were a Hyundai or a Kia.
Patrick, is it common for vehicles to have these anti-theft mechanisms, the engine immobilizer?
It is very common. The vast majority of cars have them. But on the other hand, they aren't federally required. It's not a federally required piece of equipment that a car has to have. And that's one of the reasons why this isn't a full-on recall. And so how we're helping Hyundai and Kia spread the word is we're now documenting for cars that need the work done, whether it's a software upgrade or a steering wheel lock. We're noting that on the vehicle history report of each vehicle so that owners will know, and then people who are shopping for a used Hyundai or Kia, when they look at Carfax.com used listings, they get a free vehicle history report of that, and so they can see if that car that they're considering needs to get that work done.
When you look at that time span, 2010 through 2022, any idea how many vehicles might be involved and how many are still left to be repaired?
Sure. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that combined there's about 8.3 million vehicles that have this problem. And when Carfax crunched the numbers, we discovered there's 4.9 million nationwide that still need a fix, including more than 215,000 in the state of Ohio.
Very popular vehicles, a lot of affordable vehicles for people like this, but obviously it's becoming a hassle, not only for the individual, but even law enforcement in cities. It becomes almost a burden to them because of all the thefts that are taking place, it seems.
Yeah, one of the things that's happened with this particular viral hit, if you will, is that this is leading to a lot of joyrides. So this isn't like your typical stolen car where a car is taken for parts or a car is taken and shipped overseas to be sold. These typically are joyrides. The flip side, though, is that there have been some tragic results. NHTSA has documented at least 8 fatalities based on these thefts. So there can be tragic consequences.
And a lot of times they're used in other illegal activity as well, so they have that issue that takes place. What else are you guys doing? I understand you're offering some other things for free, too, to help out.
Well, so we're just spreading the word, but Hyundai and Kia, their fixes are absolutely free. For example, I have a 2020 Kia Sportage SUV. I got the notification in March. The next week, I went to my dealership. It took about an hour, and it cost me nothing to get the software upgraded in my car. And the same is true of the steering wheel locks.
So this is all a software update, not some sort of physical mechanism that needs to be installed.
That's exactly correct. And the nice thing about that is, unlike in the case of like Takata airbags a few years ago, that means that you're not waiting for parts to get this work done.
Seems ridiculous that this wasn't installed to begin with if it was just a software of some sort as opposed to some part of way that they need to install in the car. But I guess dealers cut where they can on things related to this. And unless you obviously find out something like this, you have to be wary of something like that. Again, if people want to find out more about this, where's a good place to get some details and other things they need to know?
Sure. If they go to Carfax.com, we have the story at the top of our blog, and they can find out about it. One key thing to call out here is if you are an owner of a Hyundai or Kia, if you have a push-button start, it does not affect you. This is only for those models that need a key.
All right. How's that going to affect the resale of some of these vehicles? Do you have any idea about that?
I don't know for sure. It's too early at this point to know, but there's two things I want to call out. One is that Hyundai and Kia started installing immobilizers in all the vehicles they made after the end of 2021. So new vehicles do have that. Certainly, we will have to watch and see the data at Carfax. You know, we watch things over time. I couldn't tell you right now, but the nice thing is, even for people considering buying a used one, it is a quick and easy fix. Even if they buy one that's not been fixed yet, it only takes about an hour to get the work done.
Sounds good. Talk also just briefly on really the importance of getting Carfax or knowing the vehicle history when you're going to purchase a vehicle.
Absolutely. So the Carfax Vehicle History Report, which is our, you know, sort of gold standard product, it tracks a car's life through sort of every instance where there's an interaction. So it could be every time it gets registered or has a safety inspection. Very often when it has an oil change or has some other kind of work done, when it's been repaired after an accident. And all of that information accumulates over time. So when someone comes to look at it as a used car buyer, you can say, oh, this owner took good care of this car. It's well-maintained. Or this owner did not do that, right? And honestly, the difference in value between those two sort of positions is about $2,000 to the value of the car. So even as an owner, it's great if you you know, maintain your car. We keep track of that, and so you can show the next owner, hey, here's all the work that I did. The other thing I would say for anyone buying a used car is, even with the vehicle history report, is take it to a trusted mechanic, have them put it up on a lift, and look at everything for you, because they will see things that you can't see, and they will understand what they're seeing in a way that just an average driver will not.
Patrick, how does Carfax collect that vital information? Do the owners have to pass it on to you? How does that work?
So, no, we work with service shops, dealerships, state governments to get that information to our site. And then we, you know, we publish it, because our belief and I think the reality is the more transparency there is around what's going on with the vehicle, the better all consumers are served. And honestly, it helps dealers be more transparent with consumers about the state of the car. And that shows, you know, that the dealers, it builds some trustworthiness in for dealerships.
Absolutely. Well, Patrick, we appreciate your time this morning and your patience this morning getting on the air with us and getting this news out. Again, if people want to find out more, where do they go to get good information again?
Carfax.com.
Easy enough. Patrick Olson, Editor-in-Chief, Carfax. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.